The Pentagon says Operation Anaconda in eastern Afghanistan is now finished. 8 U.S. troops were killed and about 60 were wounded in the largest and bloodiest American ground combat operation of the war. U.S. officials are calling the two-week-long effort a success, even though it's not clear how many al-Qaeda fighters were able to escape. Just yesterday, the Pentagon says 3 vehicles carrying suspected al-Qaeda fighters were attacked. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
U.S. commanders of Operation Anaconda say their troops have reported no contact with al-Qaeda or Taliban fighters for several days, at least not in the territory where the offensive took place. But there was an engagement yesterday outside the operation area. Air Force Brigadier General John Rosa of the Pentagon Joint Staff says 4 vehicles were spotted moving south away from the battle zone. The first 3 were in what appeared to be a convoy, Rosa says, and U.S. forces decided to stop them.
We started the operation, we came in the helicopters, and we fired warning shots to stop, and at that time we were fired back on. So we took out those first 3 vehicles.
Attacking from the helicopters. Of the 18 men riding in the vehicles, 16 were killed, another was wounded, one more was detained after U.S. Army Special Forces landed in the area. The U.S. troops found weapons and ammunition in the 3 vehicles that had been moving in convoy. General Rosa says the 4th vehicle was trailing the other 3, and nobody in that vehicle fired at the U.S. forces, he says.
So as we landed, troops got out and went back to that vehicle. Folks got out of that vehicle, and it happened to be family. So those folks got back in their vehicle and were on their way.
Rosa said it's not clear who was in the vehicles attacked, nor is it known for sure whether they were trying to flee the Operation Anaconda offensive. In another incident yesterday, U.S. forces raided a compound west of Kandahar. 31 people were detained in that operation, though details are still sketchy. U.S. officials continue to emphasize there are still pockets of al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters in Afghanistan. The commander of the war effort, Army General Tommy Franks, visiting a U.S. base in Afghanistan today, called Operation Anaconda an unqualified and absolute success, but he warned that more fighting is likely.
One should suspect that these operations are going to continue because, yes, there is a possibility for enemy forces to maybe regroup, or perhaps enemy forces which we have not yet identified the location of, to be involved with us in a fight as we continue.
Some of these future operations, Frank said, could be as large as Operation Anaconda, which at its peak involved more than 1,000 U.S. troops. British Defense Secretary Geoffrey Hoon today said Britain, responding to a U.S. request, is sending up to 1,700 troops to Afghanistan, a full infantry battle group built around a Royal Marines commando unit. It'll be the largest combat deployment of British forces since the Gulf War. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.